Kia ora and welcome back. And as customary, on a Monday, we have the expertise of Godfrey's Law in the studio with us this morning. We have Joyce. Good morning, Joyce.
Oh, hi there, Liam. How are you getting on?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
How's your Monday started?
Monday has started. Oh, it's been a lazy Monday.
Yeah,
I got up,
okay.
Had breakfast and then had a nap.
Oh, that
very
sounds
lazy.
Lovely. Now, how does that, like, is a nap a good tactical thing to do before work?
Wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
If anything, I'm just more tired.
Okay. Right. Well, we have a super exciting conversation to wake you up this morning.
Absolutely.
De facto relationships, which is something I've actually personally never understood at all.
Yeah, fair
so
enough.
What is a de facto relationship?
Yeah, so a de facto relationship is basically when you're over 18, you're not married, you're not in a civil union, but you are in a relationship, and
right.
You're in a relationship where you express it to the world that you're a couple, basically.
Right, okay.
It's, yeah, the key components.
So like, can a de facto relationship, can that be, like, muddied up with, like, simply living with someone?
I mean, this is what me and my flatmates used to talk about a lot. We're like, well, we've been together for 3 years.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
We're basically a couple. But, but a de facto relationship, it really has to have the element of presenting to the world that you are a couple. And some of the other factors that you'd be looking at is, have you been living together? Are your finances interlinked? If you have any children, are you looking after them together?
Right, okay. So, like, say the whole de facto relationship thing comes into play and you've got to suddenly separate lots of assets or whatever.
Yeah.
How does that work? Is it just like a 50-50 split or...?
Yeah, so that's something, it depends how long you've been in your de facto relationship for. So there's two kinds. First is the relationship of short duration. That's basically if sort of broad strokes, it's basically if you've been together for under 3 years, then you're
okay.
In a relationship of short duration, and the assets you get are more or less what you put into the relationship unless you've substantially contributed to the other person's
okay.
assets.
Okay, right.
If you've been in that de facto relationship for over 3 years, it's the same as if you were married or in a civil union. If you separate, relationship property is considered a 50-50 split.
Okay. So what if, like, you have some personal, like, opinions on how things should be split? Say you kind of want something that's theirs, or maybe you want them to have something that's yours. Is there like an ability to kind of change that all up?
Yeah, so the best way to do that and the best way to asset protect at all in relationships in New Zealand is to enter into what's called a contracting out agreement. And we call it that because you're contracting out of the act which records that you have to 50-50 split everything if you've been in that relationship for over 3 years.
Right, okay.
And so basically to do that, you trot off to your lawyers, you talk to mm-hmm. your lawyer about your relationship, about all the assets you have, what you want to happen to them. Your partner has to see another lawyer, you write everything up, you sign it off, and then you're done.
So can it, like, become too late to get a contracting out agreement, or...?
No, never too late to get one.
Great.
You can get one at any point in the relationship. We often find people, when they're buying a house and bank mum and dad is contributing a little
mm-hmm.
bit of cash,
mm-hmm.
it's a real common time to get one. But basically at any time when you want to look at asset protection, that's the time to get one.
Right, okay. Well, I certainly know my bank of mum and dad is out. It's gone. It's there's nothing there, so that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, because, yeah, I've genuinely never quite understood de facto relationships, so much appreciated.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Do you have much on for your day? Just lawyer business, is it?
Lawyer business. Got to go look at my emails, and hopefully
no.
They're all looking happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And if people want to get in contact with Godfrey's Law, how can they do that?
Yeah, so just give us a call, really. We're on 03-366-7469, and we're happy to talk to you about all of your relationship property needs.
Well, good luck for all your emails today.
Thank you.